I'd love to be hostess. It's a big event.
So when's the big event?
Big event in that room, 15 minutes.
It's gonna be a big event.
Biggest event ever.
The biggest event of your life.
We gotta stage some big dramatic event.
And now for our biggest star, it's time for the big reveal.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Another incredible show for you today. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. We've got some very special guests here in studio and some exciting news about what happened over the weekend in Belmont County. In fact, that really is the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Oh, I'll tell you all about it, and it's very, very, very good news. Later on, we're going to be talking about Ukraine. We'll be talking about Trump. We'll be talking about Zelensky. We've got all great audio clips for you. It's just going to be an incredible show for you today. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, and Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the mighty 1290 and the sturdy 1430. So let's get started. Two very special guests here for you. This is a follow-up to what we did last week and the big fundraiser that they had on Saturday at the Rec Center in St. C. All of Belmont County came out, or at least it seemed that way. I was there for a few minutes, but I didn't like the crowds, and I was afraid that everybody was going to start mobbing me, saying, oh, I want a selfie with you, Dimitri, and I want your autograph. And I'm like, get away from me. In any event, so we got back here Karen Neff and her husband, Keith, and welcome back. Both of you here to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great, thank you. So, a little background here. There was a big fundraiser for them, a soup and salad fundraiser on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Rec Center. And they had all sorts of soups and all sorts of baskets and all sorts of everything. It was terrific to raise money because Karen has non-alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver, end stage, and needs a transplant or a donation, or what's
transplant.
The right term? Transplant. Okay, great. Well, I mean, not great that you need a transplant, but just great that I got the information right, because typically I start the show, it's a train wreck, and it goes down from there. So we've got both of you here, including your great friend Jen Olshowski, who is the mastermind behind all of this thing.
Yes.
So tell us what happened.
We had a good show out, a really, really tremendous show out. Everybody come in and they got their soups and they had some baked goods and they did the raffles and the 50-50 in that, and they donated really good.
The main question for me is this: how good were the soups really? Were they homemade? Were they made right there on premise? Who made them?
Different people.
Different people, okay, and they all made good soups.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes,
great.
Delicious.
Barely had any left over.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's fantastic.
Pretty much all of it sold.
That's great. Yes. And what kind of response did you get from the people? Were you surprised by the number? Because I showed up there a little after 11 o'clock. Of course, Jen wasn't there. We'll get to that in a bit. But there were a lot of people even then bringing baked goods or, you know, home cooking stuff to donate as well.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. What was that question again?
How many were you surprised by the crowd?
Oh yes.
We never dreamt to be that many people there.
Really?
Yes, we were pretty surprised.
Yeah. Yes. What did they say to you?
Just she's in their thoughts and prayers, and hope everything works out all right.
I was hoping they'd be talking about me. It wasn't too much talk about me.
Huh? Oh, yeah, they were very excited about the show.
See, that's what I was hoping for. That's exactly what I wanted to hear, exactly. Yes. Even better if it's true. Even better if it's true. So how much money did the people donate? What are we looking at here, $100, $200?
Oh,
what?
Jen?
Over $3,500.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, just for soups and salad.
Yes.
I need a fundraiser. I can whip up some Campbell's tomato soup or something and pour it into a... That's amazing. Oh, yes. The people of Belmont County.
Yes.
All right, that's enough. Studio audience can't believe it. So the $3,500, where is it right now?
It is in a safe.
In a safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's going to be used for when she actually has her transplant put away, lock and key, and not be used for anything else.
Okay, well, what that's going to be used for is expenses connected with the process,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
For a place to live up there, you got to stay in a hotel near Cleveland Clinic. Is that right?
Yeah, within an hour of Cleveland Clinic.
Okay.
So you can get there quicker.
Okay. And there was one thing that was not made. I didn't make all that clear. In fact, I didn't make it clear at all last time you were here, and that is the donation of a liver.
Yes.
You're looking for a donation. There are two ways to get a donation for a liver.
Yes.
Someone who's dead, and you just take his liver, because he's not going to argue.
Right.
He's dead. you've got a friend who is donating her liver. Is that right?
Yes.
Or part of her liver?
Yes.
Okay.
She can't donate the whole one.
She can't, because then she would be dead.
She would be, yeah.
Okay, well, there's that. But the friend has not gotten to that point yet, because there's a whole bunch of medical things that have to happen before. Now, when those things happen, I'm not a doctor, I don't know any of this stuff, but when those things happen, what do they do with your friend? They take out a little piece of her liver?
Yes, they'll take a piece of her liver, and they'll take all of mine out, and then they'll put her piece in because it rejuvenates.
And it's going to grow within you.
Yes. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Kind of like a baby, only it stays forever.
Indeed. And a baby that filters out bad stuff.
Yes.
So how is your health these days? What's going on with you, Karen?
I do have some problems. I get that goes with the cirrhosis. I get, what do they call it?
Ascites in her stomach, where her stomach swells up with fluids because her liver's not filtering
out.
And then she gets brain fog.
Oh.
It was foggy before that, but.
Okay. Making a little joke. Hold on. She made a joke there, studio audience. All right, thank you very much. Leave comedy to the professionals. Kidding.
Uh-huh.
So,
she gets a lot of ankle swelling.
Really?
Legs full of fluids.
Yeah. My blood counts go low, and I have to get some transfusions, blood platelets and that. And
at the event, what surprised you the most with all of the people that showed up, and of course the amount of money that Belmont County raised? I mean, my God, I figured a few hundred bucks and it was like, hey, we did something good, I did anything. But $3,500, my word.
I know, I was shocked.
How, no question. Did you see some old friends that showed up?
A lot of
what was
friends.
That like?
That was wonderful. It's great to be able to see your friends and everybody, especially all at once. But the circumstances weren't all that great, but it was really good to see them and,
even strangers that we never knew.
Really?
Yes.
They'd come up and said a prayer with her. And
really?
Yes. Yes, lots of prayers, and I could use those.
My goodness gracious. Former neighbors, relatives,
relatives.
It's like half of our town of Glencoe showed up.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's great. That's great. Oh, did you see Tina? Was Tina there?
No, she didn't show up.
Ah, okay.
She probably
was working.
Had to work.
Yeah. I love her. She's wonderful. God, she's a wonderful person.
Oh, yes.
She really is. So half of Glencoe showed up.
Pretty much.
Well, then you need to get in touch with the other half of Glencoe and give them a piece of your mind. It's like, where the hell were you? Half of you showed up, but the other half didn't.
That's the other half that don't like us, probably.
Oh, no. He's joking. Karen's tapping him. Shut up. I'll bet you have to do a lot of that, Karen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
They all agree. They all agree with that. Was there, what was the most surprising thing about the entire Saturday event, Belmont? I mean, that's an amazing amount of money for a soup and salad thing, and to raise money for two folks. That's a big deal. Honest
it
to
is.
God, it is.
It is.
What was the most surprising thing? Was there one thing that stood out? One thing I was like, holy cow, I never imagined this in a million years.
It just showed how much people really care.
All the donations, the way that, like, it was a couple people, like one, there was a money tree on there.
I'm sorry, what?
A money tree.
A money tree.
And the person that won it, he kept the tree, but he gave me the money. He said, I didn't come here to get money. I came here to give money. So he donated that back.
How much was the money tree?
It was like 120.
And what, they had dollar bills or something like placed on?
$10 bills on this little tree.
And the winner did not take the tree. Yeah. He gave it back to you.
He came up and just started taking the money off.
He gave us the money.
Oh,
he said all he wants the Easter eggs off of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to give a shout out to him, or does he want to remain anonymous?
Can't remember. I think his name was Tim Smith or Tom Smith. I'm not really sure.
Thank you, sir. Wasn't it Eric?
And Eric.
And then the Eric who won the 50-50,
yeah,
he donated it back.
Well, you folks are really, really lucky, because yes, if I'd won either one of those two, you'd never
been not telling out
this
the door.
Yeah, you are really lucky I didn't win either one of those two, let me tell you. Yeah. And is there anything else that happened? Were you tired at the end of the day? I've got to imagine, given your health. But
she
you
was
gotta,
exhausted.
But you got to be there.
Yes, I had headaches the whole time.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you were with Keith, so there is that.
38 years, I mean, that's a headache.
39.
Okay, see, I'm wrong.
She has brain fog, and you're following right. that. It's like, well, she must be right, even though she has brain fog. So, anyway, so what happens now? What happens next?
Well, we got to go. We got to leave tomorrow, because she's got an appointment for Cleveland tomorrow, or Wednesday.
Cleveland Clinic. Okay.
Yeah.
And is that going to be one doctor?
Yeah,
or one
just one doctor. We'll be back Wednesday afternoon.
But. Okay. Actually, Wednesday later, about Wednesday night, because I have testing and then a doctor.
I can't imagine. Is all the testing really draining? Is it painful? Is it anticlimactic? What's it like?
It is. It gets to be, I want to say monotonous, but it's not really that. It's just a whole bunch of different things, and it can be overwhelming
really?
A little bit.
Cleveland Clinic, okay, now that you've been there for a while and you're going back, everyone says it's like the gold standard.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yes.
They really treat you that well?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Start to finish, from the parking lot in, everything.
Oh, yeah, they even park your car for you. You just pull up the front door and they just take it and park it.
You have to pay for that.
Well, they get you a ticket.
Well, yeah, but they do that. Yeah. Yes.
You can't find a parking spot in Cleveland, so it helps a lot.
Wow. But they treat you really well, and bedside manner and everything.
They treat you like family.
Very nice.
Really?
And they know you by first name when they come in.
Yes.
They'll actually say, hi,
the
Karen.
Doctors and
the doctors? Yes. Doctors are normally, you know, like demigods or something, and they can't be bothered with us mere mortals.
Yeah. But,
Cleveland Clinic is that good.
Yes, they are.
My goodness, I'm almost looking forward to getting sick. I mean, really sick.
But it's like a little town, though. It's so huge.
It's big. It's a big place.
You gotta go from one building to the other, and they have a skywalk that goes between the buildings.
Yeah.
And then they have what are these things called?
Shuttle cars.
Little shuttle cars.
Inside the hospital.
Like golf carts.
Yeah, like six people can sit.
Holy cow. That is amazing. Well, I appreciate both of you coming here. Now, I'm going to ask, one last thing. You had a medical event?
Yeah, last Thursday when I was at work, I started getting sick and dizzy, and she took me to the emergency room. I had a mini stroke. And
my God.
Yeah, it's just like can't win for losing anymore.
And your house burned down and you had no insurance.
Right.
Oh, my word.
It's our life. It's like a sad country song.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Keith, during this break, I'm going to ask you to swamp out with Jen. I'm going to have Jen in your seat. And if you'd like to see more of this Facebook live stream, we are doing this. But great news, Belmont County. You really came through for these people. And wonderful, wonderful, just wonderful.